Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another edition of Happy Hour. We are pausing because we have not gotten all of our Sex and the City stuff together quite yet. We're getting there, y'all. We're getting there. But because we are pausing, I've decided that I want to rant during this happy hour. Is that okay, Annie?
Always.
Do you have your drink ready? As always, drink responsibly if you do so, or whatever you're partaking in, do it responsibly, whether that is coffee or tea or whatever. And also, we are not being sponsored by any specific company to this episode. We have sponsors, but there's nothing specific to this episode. If we mention a product, we promise we're not being sponsored by them. So, or, what you sipping on?
Not at least currently.
Right now, yes. At this moment while we're recording.
Dynamic ads, y'all. If you want to learn more about it, I could go on and on and on. I am just drinking red wine from a box out of the very lovely wine tumbler that you gave me, Star Wars wine tumbler, because I was going to make my classic gin and tonic, but I was quite chilled earlier. I'm better now, but earlier I was very, very cold, and the thought of any cold drink was not going to fly.
No. So, y'all, I guess I'm just going to go ahead. I don't know if I have COVID or not, but there are things in my life and surroundings that may suggest I do have COVID, even though I've taken 5 different tests that says no. So just admit that. So I have not been drinking anything except for Theraflu or and the Citrone tea, which we discovered at Costco, which is apparently an Asian thing that's been around, which is pretty much like a lovely ginger, orange, lemon mix with sugar that you just let sit. And then it kind of like solidifies into this lovely gel, I guess. And then you add it to a tea and it's delicious. So it has been amazing for our nighttime teas because we have also made it as a hot toddy.
Nice.
Not today. It's now with my Theraflu, which I love. Again, obviously not sponsored. I don't think I want to be sponsored by them. That just makes me sad. But that is my drink of choice today to try to get through my little sickness, whatever it may be. If I do have COVID, oh my God, that's the first time I've ever gotten COVID. Thank God I have had all of the boosters and the shots, because I believe this is why I can't tell if it's a common cold or actual COVID. So, you know, if you're thinking about it, you send some good vibes as it is the holidays. But yeah, because it is the holidays, I decided my rant was going to be about the holiday blues. I get them every year. I try to bypass them by trying to be cheerful and doing something that I think would be cheering up of me, I guess. That was all kinds of bumbled words, but I'm going to leave it. Because it feels nonsensical that I know that every year, no matter what I do during the season, I just get inexplicably sad. And I say this as I giggle because there's nothing else I can do other than be sad and watch Ratatouille all day. Apparently, that's my go-to movie. But, and I was thinking about this because we've done many episodes about how women have so much labor during the holidays, whether it's cooking or getting families together. My poor sister has taken on the task of getting all of the family presents, including the siblings. So I've been sending her like lists of this is what we can do. And that includes the siblings' partners. And that includes like siblings' children if they have it. Like she's having to handle all of it to try to take the load off of my mother. So I feel very bad. But at the same time, I think, God for my sister, because I don't think she's also one that she would want to be the one to do it so she can have it organized. It's kind of one of those, you know, two-parter, like she doesn't want it, but she doesn't want anyone else to do it because she knows she can better handle it. So I do feel bad for that, but also feel very relieved that I'm not the one doing it.
Yeah.
Which happens often. But yeah, so you and I have talked about this type of intensive labor that becomes a suck, essentially, to what should be lovely times. Do you feel that way, too? Because you've already started the Thanksgiving. I know you're the one that definitely cooks in the family.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this year was very interesting because I don't know if I told you this. I was late to Thanksgiving.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Because I got new tires.
Oh, that's right. I knew you were doing this.
Yeah, so I got new tires. It took way longer than I thought. This is a long story, everybody, but basically I had tires that nobody believed should be tires. but they were fine. Anyway, I got home later than I normally do, so my mom did a lot of the cooking where I normally don't. And so it was kind of a flip where I was like relieved because it's so stressful, but it was also I felt guilty because I didn't do it. And then Thanksgiving came earlier than it normally does this year. So we typically go on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, get the tree, and we put up all the stuff. And that's usually me doing it with my mom's help. It's kind of a split of responsibility, but I'm doing like the decoration stuff. And yeah. This year, because it was so early, she was like, you know, maybe let's put it off. It's a lot of work. You and I can just do a puzzle. And I was like, okay, but I'm not coming home again until Christmas. So it would be you doing it. And not me. And she kept being like, no, no, no. And I was like, it's a lot of work. We timed it last year. It was 4 to 5 hours. And that was with three people. And she was like, okay, well, I'll ask. And she asked my brother, and he was like, no, do it while she's here. Do it while she's here. And so we all did it. And it was the first time in a long time where there were four of us, my two brothers, me, and my mom working on it. And we timed it, and it took 3.5 hours. And it's fun. It's something I enjoy. I feel like I might be in the same vein as your sister. I enjoy it, but I'm never, ever, ever going to say it's not stressful.
Right.
And I'm never, ever going to pretend it's not like something that is hanging over you. Like, oh, I've got to do this. And for us, like all of our decorations are in the attic. So you have to like carry all these heavy boxes down. And It's just like a whole ordeal. It's fun. Afterwards, I like looking at it. But it is a huge stress. I would never say it's not. And my brothers were both kind of like, how do you do this? I'm like, well, We've just kind of been expected to do this all the time.
Like, you do really, it's just the expectation that you need to go ahead and do it. So what else can you do? You can't, There's nothing about this that you can fix. So just do it. And I think that's a big part of that. And for me, like, my own trauma, your trauma as well, but like my own trauma of being literally an orphan and then coming into the U.S. and trying to acclimate really, really messed up my view of the holidays. And I was even talking with my partner about the things that did make me sad and trying to figure it out as an adult and being told as an adult, the reason I'm sad about the holidays is because I don't have kids or I don't have a husband or because I don't have a family. Like all of these things, these are the reasons you don't like the holidays. Wow. I'm like, okay. I mean, loneliness could be a part of that, but I will say the best times that I've had in my holidays sometimes have been with either just friends or by myself. Like, I feel so much more comfort in that, being able just to relax and not think about it. And just in case y'all do want to know, the holiday blues is a thing. Of course, it's not a DSM diagnosis, and it's not necessarily extensive of everyone, but there is a conversation that those who do have mental health issues and or mental health diagnosis, rather, that you are more likely going to be affected by the holidays, like 64% more likely to have more feelings, I guess you can say, during that time. And some of the causes that they list off, it's a lack of sleep, excess eating and alcohol use, financial stress, which I know is a huge one, isolation and loneliness, like I said, and unrealistic expectations. And I feel like that could be a huge one for a lot of us as well. Again, that financial part too. A part of the things that I worried about was that I couldn't give enough. I couldn't provide enough and trying to do that. And being, at that point, I was single and trying to give all of my family presents, my parents good presents, the nieces and the nephews good presents. Like, there's a lot to do. And trying not to just link onto my mother and my father to be a financial burden as an adult, which it took me till I was late 30s to finally get to that point of being able to give what I want and not think about it too much. And it's gotten to the point, though, that that's not even that much fun because you're worried about trying to be spend just as much as they do or provide just, you know, it just becomes so capitalistic. And I sound so old and so bah humbug in this, but it does. It gets kind of like, ugh, this is not fun. As much fun as I thought it would be. Again, I'm very privileged. I've got family. I've got money. So at this point, like, yes, did it take me getting 3 to 4 jobs at a time? Yes. But, you know, all of that kind of just piles on to how I feel. And yeah, and for some reason, I told you this before, I get sick during the holidays every damn time. So maybe now I have COVID on top of the fact that I used to get like strep throat or tonsillitis. That used to be the sickness, and bronchitis. That used to be the sickness growing up. Every damn time. So maybe I've just been... Like, I've been trained to be like, yeah, this is going to be a bad season. I'm just going to be out. I well, don't know.
We do know your mental health affects your physical health. Like, it could yes. be you just get worn down or whatever, and it makes you more susceptible
right.
To these things.
Maybe. Maybe that's what it is.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire. With the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
yeah, there's a whole lot of things that happen during the season. And I know, again, I'm not the only one. And I know there's been so much trauma when it comes to our politics and the pandemic that's really brought out all of this to the excess. I will say, for me, I feel like it's made it easier to avoid people. So that's been nice. But it's also been really, really heartbreaking because I felt like I've lost so many relationships because of this time and point, and trying to redefine what that looks like for me as an adult without being catastrophic. You know, it's like a whole different conversation. Again, there's so many talks about what's happening around the world and what's happening in our own country. We've got a midterm. Yes, we're voting for the 10th time this last 2 years. I swear to God, we've been voting 3 times a year for the past 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Has it not been that way? Is it just in my head? That's what it feels like.
It does. And I know we talked about this before. This is something I actually am really appreciative of, but I get these threatening postcards in my mailbox, and it's usually from like a high school student, I think. And it's like, "Hi, Annie, who you vote for is secret, but if your voting yes! record is public, here it is. Please vote in this election. We'll know if you don't." Signed with like a heart.
Right.
Like, oh.
And I love that people are getting involved, but
me too.
I need you to calm down.
It's like I got a ransom note in the mail.
Have you gotten my dog in hostage? Like, what is happening? But yeah, I mean, really, like, we laugh about all this, and we are, again, at least we are a state that's changing, and I'm very grateful for that. It doesn't always feel like that. It, like, from 5 years ago to today, it's an amazing turnaround, and I'm grateful. But again, it's a lot of stress, and I know people know what that feels like, and I know we're not the only ones. And to those of you who are in the same place I am, I see you. I see you. And just some of the things that could help and have helped me, and I just want to share that along, as yes, I'm not drinking as much, I will tell you that, because these seasons are very precarious for me. I love a good drink, don't get me wrong, but I also know that sometimes I get a little over-the-top emotional, and I don't want to get to there. Mm-hmm. Getting help if you can afford it, literally getting therapy. Please do it. If you're taking medication that has been prescribed after talking to all the people you need to talk to and you need it, do that. Take that. Don't forget that. That's really important during the season. Mm-hmm. Really important. Resting if you can, or at least taking time to rest. Whether it's you can't sleep, but you're reading. You're reading something that you want to get lost in. That is something important to do. Taking those times to be quiet. If you can, if that's what you want. Or taking those times to be loud. Holy crap, mm-hmm. If you need to go and scream somewhere, find yourself a room and just scream. Spend time with people that recharges you. That is for me, Annie, whom I love, which we need to get together soon because we're talking about oysters, because we love oysters.
Our holiday tradition.
Yes. But spending time with those who do recharge you. Maybe one of the things that have helped me in the past and could help you is doing things for others, whether it is helping with campaigns. I mean, if that's something that you would do, maybe don't do it so threateningly. Let's not threaten people. Can we stop threatening people? Great, thank you. But being a part of that, volunteering at places. There's so many things that need volunteers in a good organization.
Yes.
Research your organizations. Mm-hmm. Be realistic with what you expect for that holiday. I've had to do this several times where I have to kind of step back and be like, okay, calm down. Because I've tried to plan a trip to Canada and to Iceland every day in the last 2 weeks now, and no one's letting me do it. Anyway, but being realistic is good because we do have responsibilities. It's important to be responsible, but, you know, also give yourself leeway when you can't get everything done. Annie's been very patient as I'm like, I'm going to be 2 hours late. And just, you know, accept your feelings. It's okay to be sad. If you need to watch Ratatouille for the 200th time that day, do it. If you need to watch your nonsensical romance holiday films like Love Actually, which everybody else tells you is wrong,
no.
Do it. I did it last night, y'all. I did it. It's on a Peacock, and it's so problematic. We need to come back to talk about all the problematic things that I've been watching, but I can't help it. It helps me feel good, okay? Yeah, and you know, again, reach out. If there's something that you need, if there's things that you really are struggling with, there's a way to reach out. Yeah, and just know we're here with you, and we see you.
And we do, and we appreciate you. We appreciate you all so much. We're so thankful for all of you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yes. We love you. And you also are my good peoples.
Yes. Yes. And I will say, you know, if you can afford it, get a solid gift for yourself. That's what I would tell you. And I always like during the holidays, if it doesn't stress you out too much, that's when people are off, like your friends are off. So you just go to a movie together, low key, like nothing big. And that's great. That's all you need. And we have an episode coming up on people pleasing, which I think is pretty related to this. And we'll have more tips in there as well for how you can kind of like shut that down if you know that's a problem for you. So look out for that episode.
Perfect.
Yes. Well, cheers to you, Samantha.
Cheers, my Thera flu.
We all hope you feel better. Yes. And cheers to you for listening. Cheers to you for listening is a fun phrase, but that's what we're going with. If you would like to contact us, if you have any holiday traditions, whether you've got the holiday blues and you're trying to combat it, are just things that you love. Let us know. You can email us at stephaniamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at @StephoneNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Cheers, Christina. You the best.
Yes, indeed. And thanks to you for listening. Steph One Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.